This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, like I said. If you want to call in, it's 215-867-8255. It's 215-867-8255. You can call in and get on board. Yeah, get on board, baby. Get on board with all the things that are going on here on New California and Agenda 21 Radio. Things are really, really hopping, as they say. Anyway, so welcome aboard, like I said. We've been covering this whole rare earth element thing in China. It's really about China. It's about California. Yep. Yeah, the good old partnership that's developed amongst the leaders, right? The elites that want to sell out California to the Chinese, the red Chinese, the communist Chinese. That's really what it's been coming down to, and the president sees this. I mean, you talk about a moment in time for a president of the United States, I don't care who it is, to say, look, wait a minute, you guys are out of control out there in that state. You know, out of control. And there's a couple of other states out there that could probably be deemed out of control, New Mexico being one of them, and failed states. California's totally a failed state at this point in time. Everybody kind of gets it. And a large state with massive resources, right? Massive resources. And oh, whoopee. Guess who gets to take it? All China. They want it. Right. Anyway, we're not going to let that happen. You know, we're not going to give up our sovereignty. And, of course, that's been the big struggle that's been going on with what we've been seeing with Brexit and Nigel Farage and all the things he's up to, right? Anyway, this whole thing coming accountable to protect freedoms. This was done last night? Yeah, this was done last night. Let's see if we can clue in on this one. This is Hannity.
Issue we have not addressed yet. Now, we tell you every night on this program, we are so blessed. We live in the greatest, single best country God ever gave man. Never in the history of mankind, a good friend of mine, Barry Farber, has always said, has a country acquired more power and abused it less than our country, the United States? And also, never has a country used its awesome powers and resources for the advancement of the human condition, not only our citizens, but around the globe. For we will be the first to say we are not perfect. Human beings are not perfect. But what makes this country so special, so great, so unique, it starts with our founding documents, our Declaration, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the explicit understanding human rights, they're not government given, but endowed by our Creator, and inalienable rights for every American, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Ronald Reagan often reminded us and pointed out many decades ago, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Now, from World War II, where my father served 4 years in the Pacific, to the rise of communism, to the fight against radical Islamic terrorism right here on American soil and abroad, the American people, we are a good people. We have always fought to protect these freedoms against those that would destroy our way of life. And many, in and out of uniform, have fought bravely, given the ultimate sacrifice, defending against threats abroad. It is so critically important that we now, in this tipping point moment in history, that we hold our government accountable, that we prevent the erosion of these hard-fought, all the blood and toil and sacrifice and expense for our freedoms within this country. If we don't get this right and protect these principles, America, as we know it, will cease to exist. And that's why, frankly, we have been spending so much time and sounding the alarm about the corrupt, high-ranking, not rank-and-file bureaucrats in the deep state, in the intel community, in the FBI, Department of Justice, and elsewhere. Those that tried to subvert the will of we, the people, using the awesome powers that we give them to protect us, to literally, in some instances, clear Hillary Clinton of blatant crimes to impact a presidential election, and then try to impact that election using Russian lies. And then at the end of it, using Russian paid for lies by Hillary to take down a duly elected president, Donald Trump. Pack of lies. Now, tonight, all roads are leading to the dossier. You know the names, Comey, Strzok, Page, Clapper, Brennan, all these other deep state actors. They've hated Donald Trump and many others. They have latched on to Hillary's dirty Russian dossier and used the phony document in a variety of nefarious ways. Even the New York Times suggesting, it might have been Russian disinformation the whole time that she paid for. Now, Comey, we know, obtained a FISA warrant. He signed warrant number one. That was October 2016, claiming, says at the top of the FISA application, verified and true. He claimed that it was true and accurate. Brennan, Clapper were proliferating the dossier's lies throughout the government. Leaks to the media, leaks to Harry Reid. Strzok and Page plotting to use the dossier as an insurance policy just in case the loathsome Donald Trump, who should lose $100 million to zero, would ever become president. Over the weekend, very serious Congresswoman Liz Cheney really said something that this could be treason on their part. Let's listen to what she said.
Listen up.
Strzok and Page, who were in charge of launching this investigation, and they were saying things like, we must stop this president. We need an insurance policy against this president. That, in my view, when you have people that are in the highest echelons of the law enforcement of this nation saying things like that, that sounds an awful lot like a coup, and it could well be treason. And I think that we need to know more. We need to know what was Jim Comey's role in all of this. These people reported to him. Andy McCabe reported to him. What was Comey's role in that?
It is now inevitable. It's not a matter of if, it is when. We will all know about these extreme, this steps, the power abuse, these high-ranking bureaucrats, what they did to malign candidate, then president-elect, then President Donald Trump. Now, late last week, the president rightly granted Attorney General Barr the power to declassify material related to this ongoing investigation into the origins of this Russia witch hunt. Four separate occasions. The FBI nine-month investigation, the House Intel Committee investigation, the bipartisan Senate committee, and now the Mueller report. No collusion. American people, now you will see the truth with your own eyes, and it's not looking good for these few at the top that abuse their power. Now, by the way, it's not if, it's when. We're going to see it. Then the question will be, who needs to be held accountable? And you don't have to take my word for it. The swamp is in full panic mode. Today, America's most holier-than-thou super patriot, Jim Comey, knows better than everybody, issued yet another op-ed calling Trump a dumb liar, and any talk of government corruption is, quote, the worst deep state conspiracy ever. Now, for some reason, super patriot Jim Comey forgot to mention the dirty Hillary Clinton bought and paid for Russian lie dossier, even though it was him. He was the guiding light for nearly a year and the very basis for the corruption accusations. And now, remember, he faces the fact that he swore to FISA court judges that it was a verified, the bulk of information in that FISA application was true. And of course, Comey's...
Well, we'll be right back. We're going to finish up with Sean.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich in the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
We have to enforce our immigration system.
Oh!
keep on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And now, remember, he faces the fact that he swore to FISA court judges that it was a verified, the bulk of information in that FISA application was true. And of course, Comey's rampant FISA abuse. That's not a conspiracy theory. And Jim Comey, I've warned you before, you do have the right to remain silent. You should have taken my advice from the get-go. Sadly, I think your rage for President Trump and intense love of the spotlight is really overcoming every bit of common sense you might have. Comey desperately now trying to shape the narrative. So too, Clapper and Brennan. Absolutely tear and terror inside the hearts and minds of all of these people, because the attorney general will show the American people what they were up to. The anxiety is palpable. Tonight, the deep state is in full panic mode. They're even digging bigger holes every single time they open their mouths. Frankly, sad to watch, but important that we get right. Take a look.
I see it as a very, very serious and outrageous move on the part of Mr. Trump, once again, trampling upon the statutory authorities of the Director of National Intelligence and the heads of the independent intelligence agencies. And I know that my former colleagues in the intelligence agencies are looking upon this with great concern and worry.
I wonder what else is going to be declassified that risk jeopardizing sources and methods.
Nobody would risk sources and methods. For them, by the way, self-preservation at this moment is now the key of the day, always more important than preservation of civil liberties and our Constitution, rule of law. Same goes for the Intel chairman, well-known liar, the cowardly Adam Schiff. Called Barr's investigation a quest for transparency, called it un-American. The same Schiff tweeted this in December of 2016. President Obama can and must declassify as much as possible about Russian hacking our elections. Rest assured, Trump won't. And the cowardly Schiff, I've offered him 4 hours of airtime, 3 hours on my radio show, 1 hour here. Why won't he come on? Now, we have every single lie he has told you, we, the American people. He's a liar, he's a conspiracy theorist, and the worst part is we now know he's lying. A partisan hack through and through, and we have a lying partisan hack in charge of the House Intelligence Committee. That's scary. But rest assured, Barr is not going to release sources and methods or highly classified intelligence. And let's not forget, those that are now saying, oh, we can't release this, are the same people that were asking the Attorney General of the United States Barr to break the law and release the Mueller report with grand jury testimony included. That's called selective moral outrage. Now, we're about to see important evidence surrounding the biggest abuse of power, corruption scandal. It's set. The president declassified. It will come out. We will learn the extent of the government spying efforts into the Trump campaign. Also breaking tonight, former Trump campaign associate Carter Page just revealed that his contacts with the FBI informant, Stefan Helper, were extensive and continued for more than a year, spanning a time period before and after the 2016 election. That's right, spying occurred. James Comey says, I didn't spy, but he signed the first FISA warrant. We're going to find out how and why Hillary Clinton's phony Russian dossier that she paid for, they never told the FISA court judges that she paid for it, was used against the president and his allies. We also learn about media leaks, rampant bias, and just whose inalienable rights were trampled on. And as President Trump pointed out, we could well uncover the role of some of our closest allies. I would argue probably Great Britain, mm-hmm. probably Australia,
yep.
probably Italy. But I'm just guessing. What do I know?
New Zealand.
The Attorney General is one of the most respected people in this country, and he has been for a long period of time. He's going to look at a lot of documents. Some he might find interesting, maybe he'll find none interesting. But for over a year, people have asked me to declassify. So what I've done is I've declassified everything. He can look, and I hope he looks at the UK, and I hope he looks at Australia.
Uh-huh.
And I hope he looks at Ukraine.
Yep.
I hope he looks at everything. Because there was a hoax that was perpetrated on our country.
Perpetrated on the country. And as per usual, getting to the truth is not going to happen without a fight. This is now an important mission for all of us as Americans to preserve, protect our constitutional rights and liberties. Look at the dossier author, Christopher Steele. Oh, he's refusing to cooperate with Barr's investigation? Well, why don't we extradite him? Why don't we tell Britain to send him over? It's pretty telling that given 3 years ago, Steele was desperate to talk to anybody and everybody in our government about his Russian lies. And according to a big new report, Sarah Carter, investigative reporter and journalist, A.G. Barr is also facing resistance from this country's intel agencies. According to Carter, quote, this isn't just about Trump. It's about nearly a decade of abuse inside the intel community and bureau regarding foreign intelligence collection authority. By the way, this is my FBI flag pen. This is my CIA pen. That's for rank and file that love their country and protect us every day, not the upper echelon 0.2%.
Yeah. That was really a magnificent job by Hannity. And I like to refer to him to a lot of different things. I learned a very, very valuable lesson at CPAC in 2016 when everybody was bashing on Trump, including all the Fox people, Guy Benjamin, as an example. Boy, he just was a Trump hater like you couldn't believe. They had a whole bunch of the Fox contributors speak at CPAC. This is the big warm-up, if you will, before the debate. And the air was thick with Trump haters, just thick. Mark Levin, to name one, Glenn Beck, another. Talk about a Trump hater, man. And it was, it was palpable in the hall. But, there were a lot of us that weren't Trump haters, In fact, I'd say that most of the real adults in the room weren't Trump haters at all. But they were being whipped into a frenzy by radio hosts and so on that were Trump haters. And, of course, it was reflective then on the Fox contributors who came out and really lambasted Trump. And, of course, a lot of Trump people walked out of the hall rather than to sit there and listen to that kind of crap. They walked out. Sean Hannity stepped up and brought everything back together and stood tall, absolutely tall, with about 12,000 people and stared them down and said, this is the way it's got to be. He did a fantastic job, and he stuck with it. And that's why I say, hats off to Sean Hannity. He's a great American who's doing a yeoman's work right now for this country. Regardless of what the other side say, he deals with the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. And Sarah Carter and everybody else who's joined up in his with him in Greg Jarrett. He gave up his own programming so he could just do research on this whole topic about the president with Sean Hannity and about the deep state operators. And he, of course, had just written a book. But the bottom line is he's been a great, great part of the process to unearth and bring forward in a news capacity all the deep state actors and the treason that has gone on. Because this is nothing more, nothing less than treason that we've been witnessing here with these guys. A coup d'etat in our own country. When I go out on these speaking engagements and I ask, and people talk to me about the coup that's going on, well, they don't even know, actually. I kind of have to tell them, hey, yeah, it's real. It happened. Pinch yourself. It happened. And we're going to stop it. But I'll tell you what, we've got a lot to go through. Lots and lots of, some people might say there's insurrection in the air. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, we're back, and so is Robert Mueller. Yeah. Breaking news, this is from CNBC, just happened, I guess, moments ago. Speaking of the devil, we got, well, there's the devil right there. There's the devil, Robert Mueller. Well, you know, I think Robert Mueller, he's a nice man. He might be nicer by the day. You never know what kind of friend you might have, right? That says, oh, wait, we have another little clip here. This is a new one from CNBC Television. Anyway, this is Special Counsel Robert Mueller resigns from the Department of Justice and concludes his investigation. Well, it's appropriate. He's going to take to the microphone. He's speaking. He's back. And I haven't heard it because this is breaking news. You know, make that sound. I got to have that little clip out. I've got all kinds of noises like that we could probably play. But, you know. We're only Agenda 21 Radio, right? Okay, so this is Robert Mueller, brought to you by CNBC via YouTube.
2 years ago, the acting attorney general asked me to serve as special counsel, and he created the special counsel's office. The appointment order directed the office to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. This included investigating any links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the Trump campaign. Now, I have not spoken publicly during our investigation. I'm speaking out today because our investigation is complete. The Attorney General has made the report on our investigation largely public. We are formally closing the special counsel's office, and as well, I'm resigning from the Department of Justice to return to private life.
Ah, that's it.
That's it.
Nothing for you. No more for you. Wow, I find that interesting. Now, this is Breaking Robert Mueller. This is from live Phoenix, Fox 10. Let's see what Phoenix has to say about this. Let's see if it's really actually happening. I'll get in a conversation about what's happening here, at least from Phoenix, and see what they say. Here we go.
The policy makes several important points.
Ah, here we go.
That further informed our handling of the obstruction investigation. Those points are summarized in our report, and I will describe two of them for you. First, the opinion explicitly permits the investigation of a sitting president because it is important to preserve evidence while memories are fresh and documents available. Among other things, that evidence could be used if there were co-conspirators who could be charged now. And second, the opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. And beyond department policy, we were guided by principles of fairness. It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge. So that was Justice Department policy. Those were the principles under which we operated. And from them, we concluded that we would not reach a determination one way or the other about whether the president committed a crime. That is the office's final position, and we will not comment on any other conclusions or hypotheticals about the president. We conducted an independent criminal investigation and reported the results to the Attorney General, as required by department regulations. The Attorney General then concluded that it was appropriate to provide our report to Congress and to the American people. At one point in time, I requested that certain portions of the report be released. The Attorney General preferred to make the entire report public all at once, and we appreciate that the Attorney General made the report largely public, and I certainly do not question the Attorney General's good faith in that decision. Now, I hope and expect this to be the only time that I will speak to you in this manner. I am making that decision myself. No one has told me whether I can or should testify or speak further about this matter.
Wow.
There has been discussion about an appearance before Congress. Any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report. It contains our findings and analysis and the reasons for the decisions we made. We chose those words carefully, and the work speaks for itself. And the report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
Bummer for the Democrats.
In addition, access to our underlying work product is being decided in a process that does not involve our office. So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress. And it's for that reason I will not be taking questions today as well. Now, before I step away, I want to thank the attorneys, the FBI agents, the analysts, the professional staff who helped us conduct this investigation in a fair and independent manner. These individuals who spent nearly 2 years with the special counsel's office were of the highest integrity.
Really?
And I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American. Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Wow. All right, folks, so we were watching a replay of Robert Mueller giving his first statement on the Russia investigation, the Mueller report there, and we just learning that President Trump tweeting moments ago saying nothing changes from the Mueller report. There was insufficient evidence, and therefore, in our country, a person is innocent. The case is closed. Thank you. That was the latest tweet from the president. I'll put it on the full screen here so you can take a look at it as well.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Wow. Boy, we got a little bit of hype and hoopla there. Nothing changes from the Mueller report. There is insufficient evidence, and therefore, in our country, a person is innocent. The case is closed. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. This is bad news for the Democrats, don't you think? I mean, there's some there. No, there's no there at all. No there. And Robert Mueller said, and he's not going to testify. He's not going to say anything else. He's not going to, they can't call him. The president's going to say, well, he doesn't want to go anyway, but we're not going to, see, because he's really under the authority of the president. Yeah. He's under the authority. So that's, it's done. Good luck, Adam Schiff. Now, they turn their attention to, who did all this, Robert Mueller? Oh, back to him. Now, he might be called to testify for something else. I mean, I don't think this is the last we've seen it, unless he has turned. Now, with his good friend Bill Barr that he knows well, right? He's probably sitting there thinking, I'm in kind of like a conundrum. Maybe I don't want to. Maybe I'll cooperate and turn to the other side. As long as I don't end up in jail and I can keep my billions of dollars that I got out of the Ukraine, right? And the Uranium One deal with Hillary. And I'll just turn against Hillary and those guys. And James Comey, my good friend, not so good after all. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, all the things that are going on. I mean, my goodness. Slaps. This is what they say on Drudge now about the Mueller thing. Mueller retires, closes office, charging Trump not option video. Okay. I guess. Oh, the other part of it is that Mueller slaps president on the way out. Could not clear him of obstruction, he says. I guess. I don't know. I didn't hear that part. I missed that part. Of course, we kind of got it chopped up. We got the shining thing came through, and all of a sudden, we got the whole thing. So maybe, let's see. Let me see what it says here. Mueller makes first public statement. That's 37 seconds. I want to see where he says that comment, because I don't want you guys all hanging either, you know. That isn't the way it works. If you know what I mean. So Special Counsel Rollins finally spoke. He says he addressed it both volumes of his report, particularly the concerns about whether they considered charging President Donald Trump with obstruction. Mueller reiterated that if they were confident the president did not commit a crime, they would have said so, but they didn't. If we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so, Mueller said. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction on the volume of two of the report explains that decision. Get to say that right. He emphasized that because of long-standing Justice Department policy, the president cannot be charged with a crime, and so there's no impeachment possibility here. This whole thing with the House is a complete fraud. I mean, and he's saying that charging the president with a crime was therefore an option we could not consider. Well, and again, this is not, I don't think, a slap at the president. This is the way it works. If there's no crime to begin with, how can you go with the other options? And that's the way it's viewed. He emphasized that because of a longstanding Justice Department policy, the president cannot be charged with a crime. And so charging the president with a crime was therefore an option we could not consider. Well, of course not. There was no crime. We couldn't consider the option of charging him with a crime. Hello? You have to commit a crime. Oh, but he obstructed. Where's the crime in what he did? They couldn't prove it. In any of this stuff, the meetings at the Trump Tower, all this other stuff, they couldn't prove it. Jeez, what a mess. What a mess the Democrats have on their hands, huh? And I still say, Mueller, we're not done with Mueller. We're not done with Mr. Mueller. This is Brett Baer reacts. Let's see what we got here. Let's see if we can get this without a commercial, please. No commercials. No commercials. Come on. Skip the survey. Here we go.
And now our coverage continues on cable. Sandra.
Brett Baer standing by, anchor of Special Report. Brett, your takeaway from all that? Robert Mueller resigning and returning to private life, and he said a lot there.
He did. He also said he is not planning on testifying, and Bill's right. There could be a subpoena that compels him to, but he's making the choice not to. I was struck by the tone and tenor of those remarks as he laid out his case, wrapping up this report. This was not, as the president says time and time again, no collusion, no obstruction. It was much more nuanced than that. He said specifically they couldn't find evidence sufficient to move forward with a crime on the issue of conspiracy, on the collusion part of the investigation of the Trump campaign. He said specifically if they had found that the president did not commit a crime on obstruction, they would have said that. And then went into specific details about the DOJ policy and why they couldn't move forward with anything else than their decision. Now, what's going to happen with this? This statement is going to be digested and looked over, analyzed word for word up on Capitol Hill. It was not anywhere as clear-cut as Attorney General Bill Barr. In fact, it was almost exactly the opposite. Not clear cut.
He said, this is the last time you will hear from me in this matter. As you just said, and Bill noted, he could be subpoenaed, of course. And we will continue to hear likely the push for him to testify on Capitol Hill. He could do that also as a private citizen, right, Brett?
He could. He's choosing not to, but he's saying that the report speaks for itself. And at 400 pages plus, there's a lot in there. I think it was also compelling to listen to him talk about the danger of Russia and the actions that Russia actually took. And oftentimes, as we talk about the politics of where this is going, you forget the substance of Russia did take an attack mode towards our election. And is the U.S. ready or prepared for that if it happens again? Ending his remarks with that. I think that this was striking. I think it's different than what Attorney General Barr has been saying about it. And I think it'll be a firecracker or a bomb up on Capitol Hill today.
Here we go. Continue the bomb. Right. Continue the bomb. It doesn't, if they found crime being committed, they would have charged him. They found no crime.
Ever since I was little.
They found no crime. But, you know, Brett Baer's got to be much more nuanced than that, right? And I think a lot of this is just covering Mueller's butt for Mueller's sake. Because he knew early on there was no crime to be investigating, right? He knew that. But what did he do? He ignored that. And he stuffed it in his pocket for 6 to 8 months. And let the election go through in 2018. Let's remember that about Mr. Mueller. But I think somebody's got to Mr. Mueller. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets.
Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Ah, the Mueller probe goes on. It says, Brett Baer, they're fueling the fire for more. I forgot about Brett. You remember Brett was part of the Jeanine Pirro SmackDown business. See, things are kind of like falling off the rails at Fox News, right? That's, you know, we just want to bring that up to Brett Baer, don't we? Don't you hate it when that happens? It's really, that's the Fox News I guess you'd say craziness that's going on at Fox News. Yeah, I mean, like Trump the other day said, what's wrong with Fox News? What the heck is going on? Okay, so quickly, I think I'm going to try and get this one other little tidbit of a story in here from Epoch Times. I think I'm going to do it. Mitch McConnell says he'll fill any Supreme Court vacancy in 2020. Ah. There you go. 10 deaths on Everest this season raises safety concerns, you think? Only 10 people died this year, huh? Only 10 more. After several quiet years, reportedly more than 900 tornadoes erupted in the United States this year alone. What do you think about that? And by the way, Tiananmen Square Massacre. Tiananmen Square, man. I think there's an anniversary coming up for that one. So it was 19. Well, yeah, it was 30 some years ago. Tiananmen Square. That's, I think the anniversary's up here pretty soon. Remember that? Yeah, it was in May 1989 when it happened. May 1989, and then in June 4th. So we're in that window right now of the Tiananmen Square massacre. This is going to be great to report on. Remember, that's where they put up the paper mache, a big, huge Statue of Liberty. We're marching around with that in Tiananmen Square. And, of course, the communists said, the Chi-Com said, hey, man, we're not tolerating that stuff. So they brought out their little tanks and ran over people, killed hundreds of people in Tiananmen Square. And what did they want? They wanted liberty. And why did they want liberty? Because they saw the Berlin Wall fall. Or was going to fall. Hadn't fallen yet. But they understood that the collapse of communism, as they could see it, was happening all around the world. And they wanted liberty. And, of course, symbolically, the wall did fall in November 9th of 1989. Precursor was Tiananmen Square. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.